The next slide, we're in chapter 26. And as we go to chapter 26, what we're seeing is more of these songs of praises. Here is one of the most famous verses in Isaiah. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. Now look at these two verses. The way of the just is uprightness, O most upright. You weigh the path of the just. Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desires of our soul is for your name. Wow. Now, look up for a second. People that were alive in the time of Isaiah, that were facing the onslaught of the Assyrians and later the Babylonians, people that would be alive during the destruction of Jerusalem, as well as people that will be coming to Christ during the tribulation, all of them equally are going to have that perfect peace. It talks about, see in the slide right there in verse 3, keep them in perfect peace. And look at what it says down here in verse 12. You will establish peace for us. Verse 13, O Lord God, masters beside you have dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. Wow. Now look at verse 19. The dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall rise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. Wow. Look up. Isaiah. That's Isaiah talking. And he says, I know this is all coming. And I know I'm going to die sooner or later, like all of us. But I am going to, look back at that slide, I am going to awake and sing to you, because even though I dwell in the dust, I have resurrection. Well, now let's go to chapter 27, and chapter 27 of Isaiah, and this next slide, here it is, right out of my Bible, is about the restoration of Israel. Do you remember in chapter 5, we talked about Israel being the vineyard? Well, this is God again going back to working with the nation of Israel. And this is a future event. I'll show you on the board in just a second. But look at verse 13. So it shall be in that day, a great trumpet will be blown. And they will come who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, and they who are outcast in the land of Egypt. They shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. Now, what is that talking about? Look up at the board again. Isaiah is talking about events near and far. So doesn't it get kind of confusing sometimes? How do you know which is which? Well, let me show you another chart. This is a quick chart that just kind of graphs everything that I have on the marker board. And I'll walk through these 12 steps from now to eternity. Right here is where we are today in 2020. Okay? It's the church age. And the first event God has planned right here is the resurrection of the church, or the rapture. That's when the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain are caught up together with him. The next event that will follow that is right there. A world ruler makes this treaty with Israel. That's the Antichrist, who I told you the COVID-19 has started us into global governance. Israel is restored. The 144,000 believers are sealed. They become evangelists. The earth plunges into the day of the Lord, the seven-year tribulation. The Antichrist breaks the covenant he makes with Israel. Israel sees the handwriting on the wall, and Zechariah says, as the tribulation worsens, they start calling on the Lord. Jerusalem is surrounded. We know this is Armageddon and is attacked. Just as the Antichrist is about to exterminate the Jewish people, right there, that's the second coming. So this is the rapture. All of these events have to take place, and this is the second coming. Immediately following the second coming is what Jesus described in Matthew 25:31, the sheep and goat judgment. Then there's the resurrection of Old Testament and tribulation believers. That's Revelation 20, verse 4. That starts the kingdom age, the 1,000 years. Then the first universe at the end of the 1,000 years is burned up. That's what Peter talks about in 2 Peter 3, 7 and 10. God creates new heavens and a new earth. That's what Peter describes. And Satan's final judgment, great white throne, and we go into the new heavens and new earth. Wow. Now look up from your slide. Basically, Isaiah covers all of that. And as we go through this book, we're going to see him going back and forth between the destruction of Jerusalem and the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord is climaxed by the second coming of Christ. He establishes his kingdom. He actually rules on earth. And we're going to see that the earth is going to have the curse rolled back. People are not going to be sick. Diseases rolled back. People's lives are extended, Isaiah says, to live the whole 1,000 years. They'll still have homes, and they'll still be, you know, gardening and farming and having children and living for 1,000 years. Not the saints that right here, see, the just before the tribulation, right here is the rapture. So all the people that are raptured are not living during the kingdom, having children and farming. We're actually with the Lord up here in heaven. But we do come to earth. But then all of those already resurrected and glorified bodies and those in the kingdom are reunited and live forever in heaven.